الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: يوصيكم الله في أولادكم للذكر مثل حظ الأنثيين فإن كن نساء فوق اثنتين فلهن ثلث ما ترك وإن كانت واحدة فلها النصف ولأبويه لكل واحد منهما السدس مما ترك إن كان له ولد فإن لم يكن له ولد وورثه أبواه فلأمه الثلث فإن كان له إخوة فلأمه السدس من بعد وصية يوصي بها أو دين آباؤكم وأبناؤكم لا تدرون أيهم أقرب لكم نفعا فريضة من الله إن الله كان عليما حكيما. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in today's lesson we will be speaking a bit on those people who will inherit from a deceased. So certain masail that pertain to ilm al-fara'id, that is the knowledge of inheritance. When a person passes away, how the estate should be distributed, etc. So firstly, we should remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most just and most fair in the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stipulates the shares for the rightful inheritance. There can be no person who is more just than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to this point alludes in one of, or in the last part of the verse. Allah says, if the same thing, if this distributing of this inheritance was left entirely to you, then you would have made zulam in this. You would have oppressed people in this. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trust His way of how He stipulates this, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most knowledgeable and He's most wise in the way He has stipulated the shares, etc., for the rightful inheritors. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُوصِيكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي أَوْلَادِكُمْ. Firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about when a person passes away, Allah speaks about the rights of his children now, what will they inherit from him. So Allah says, يُوصِيكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي أَوْلَادِكُمْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now, يُوصِيكُمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoins upon you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders you and instructs you that with regards to your children, this is how you should distribute the inheritance. So firstly, Allah says, لِذَّكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ. That your son, for the male, in other words, for your son, he will get a portion, a share, which is equivalent to the share of two daughters, of two females, in other words, two of your daughters. So for example, if a person passes away, and this person leaves behind one property, and he has one son and two daughters, then this property will be distributed into four shares, and your son will get two shares out of this property, and your two daughters, each one of them will get one share. So one share each for each of your daughters. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِن كُنَّ نِسَاءً. But supposedly you don't have any sons, and now you only have daughters. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if your daughters are more than two. And here we also understand that this is also the ruling with having two daughters, because there's a hadith that governs this and gives the exact same ruling with regards to a person having two daughters as well. So if you have two daughters or more than two daughters and you have no sons, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَهُنَّ ثُلُثَ مَا تَرَكْتِ. What is the ruling? They will get two-thirds of what you left behind. They will get two-thirds of what you left behind. And the balance will then go to the rightful inheritors, the remain, those who, like your parents, etc., for those who are living. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ وَاحِدَةً فَلَهَا النِّصْفُ. And if you have one daughter, then she will get half. So first you will give her the half, and then you will take the balance of that and give the respective and rightful inheritors. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِأَبَوَيْهِ. So firstly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the rights of the children. That is, your sons and your daughters. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about your parents. What will they get? So here we see there are three scenarios, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses them all in this verse. The first scenario is, if you have children, so we've already spoken about how much the children will get. Right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that after you give the children their share, then remember, wa li abawayhi li kulli wahidin minhum as-sudus mimma tarak in kana lahu walad. That each parent, yeah, that is your mother and your father, both of them will get 1/6. They will get a share of 1/6 from what you left behind. That's if you have children. So first scenario, that's if you have children, you will give them 1/6 each. But if you don't have any children, فَإِن لَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ وَلَدْ, then Allah says, وَوَرِثَهُ أَبَوَاهُ. Now we have the parents that are remaining, the parents that are living, children, are have, we don't have any children. And Allah says, then the mother will get 1/3. The mother will get 1/3, and the balance of that will be given totally to your father. فَإِن كَانَ لَهُ إِخْوَةٌ. This is the third situation. Allah says that if you have brothers and sisters, فَإِن كَانَ لَهُ إِخْوَةٌ فَلِأُمِّهِ السُّدُسُ. Then the mother will get 1/6. So if you have children, the mother will get 1/6. If you don't have children, then the mother gets 1/3. If you have brothers or sisters, then Allah says the mother will get 1/6. But this does not mean that your brothers and sisters will inherit from you. In the presence of your parents, then this masla is discussed in Ilm al-Fara'id, in the laws of inheritance, that their presence, just merely their presence, it causes a change to the inheritance. The amount that is inherited by your parents, especially by your mother. So instead of inheriting 1/3 now she will only inherit 1/6. And then Allah says all of these rulings will only come about min ba'di wasiyati yusi biha awdain. So when a person passes away, the first thing you do is, without being extravagant, or at the same time without being niggardly when using his wealth, the first thing you would do is you would pay off for the shrouding and burial, etc., from his wealth. And then the second thing you would do is, whatever debts, whoever is owing or is owing money to, etc., you will pay that from his wealth. So supposedly his debt is equivalent to the entire property or wealth that's left behind by this person. Then of course the story is over. These people don't inherit anything. He's owing 1 million rand, for example. Then the only wealth that he has in his possession is his 1 million rand. Then they don't inherit anything because this is what he's owing. But after, supposedly now he has, or his debts are lesser than what property he has, then this whole masala of mirath comes about. Now he paid off his debt, and now there's a surplus, there's still a balance of wealth that's there in his possession. Then this is how you would distribute the wealth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, min ba'di wasiyya, and of course also wasiyya, a person can make a wasiyya, he can have a will up to 1/3 of what he owns. You see, mihab, perhaps he wants to make wasiyya of 1/3 of his wealth, he may do so. Ordain. And of course, this entire ruling will come about after a person has paid out whatever he was owing to people. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Aba'ukum wa abna'ukum," that your fathers, your parents, and your kids, your children, la tadruna ayyuhum aqrabu lakum naf'a. You don't know who brings you more benefit. This is the point Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pointing out towards, that sometimes we may think that this person deserves more, and we may give this person more, a share which he doesn't deserve. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's way of dividing and regulating the shares, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows best. Fariḍatan min Allah. This is a fariḍa min Allah, something that is already an obligation that comes from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how we got to do when it comes to distributing the inheritance. This is how we should distribute it, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most knowledgeable. Allah says, inna Allah kana aliman hakima. Allah is most knowledgeable, hakima, Allah is most wise, he knows what he's doing. And in this way there is no zulam at all, no oppression at all upon any of the inheritance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal.